conservative or liberal, however they're defined. It's not about interpretation or the judgment of the mind. It's the opposite of politics, power or prestige. It's about a simple message and whether we believe.
It's still the
cross. It's still the blood of Calvary that cleanses sin and sets the captive free. It's still the name.
And preach a word to suit our needs. We can justify sweet, subtle lies that are wrapped in noble deeds. We can alter our convictions to adapt to social whims. But we cannot change the gospel or the truth contained within.
It's still the
cross. It's still the blood of Calvary that cleanses sin and sets the captive free. It's still the name.
Jesus still remains
the price for sin that sets us free.
It's still the
cross. It's still the blood of Calvary that cleanses sin and sets the captive free. It's still the
text. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. The Bible says, trust in the Lord and do what is right. Trust in the Lord and do what he says. Trust in the Lord and follow his wisdom for your life. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust and obey. Trust and obey. You know, as we trust the Lord, the Bible says in Psalm 37, verse 3, that God will lead us to a place of peace. The Bible teaches us in this psalm, it says, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land. That is the land of promise. That is the land of that's flowing with milk and honey. That's the land of God's provision and God's protection. Trust in the Lord and come to the place of promise where God wants you to be. Trust him, obey him, and God will lead you to this promised land, this victorious life where you find rest for your soul. But not only do we find a place of peace, but think about it, we also find a place of pasture. The Bible says in this scripture, Psalm 37, verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. You know, there's an inherent need in the heart of humanity to worship a higher power. God placed that within us. That's why the devil has a heyday with religions, because men want to worship God. It is written in their heart that there is a God and that they must submit to the Creator. And so the Bible says that as we trust the Lord, as we follow the Lord, God brings us to a place of peace, and God brings us to a place where we are fed, we are satisfied. The hungry soul can find food as we are satisfied, as he gives peace and pasture to the Christian. Turn with me a familiar psalm to Psalm 23. You know this psalm. Let's look at it together. Psalm 23 and verse number 1. David understood this as he trusted and obeyed God. He understood that God was his shepherd, and God led him to a place of peace and pasture. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I am satisfied. God gives to me everything that I need." And oftentimes, when Christ is all we have, we realize very quickly he's all we need. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." You want to take steps to spiritual maturity? Let God be your shepherd and you be the sheep. Stop telling God what to do or what you need in your life, and let God lead you. Let God feed you. Let God provide for you. And here in Psalm 37, we have a wonderful truth. If we are going to progress to spiritual maturity, we need to trust him and obey him in our life. Number two, would you write it down? Delight in the Lord. Delight in the Lord. Psalm 37 in verse number 4. The Bible says this in the fourth verse of the 37th chapter. The Bible says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord." Now notice there, the Bible says also. And so this is not point number two. This is really point number one. It's really the same thought that the Bible is given to us. We need to trust in him, we need to obey him, and we need to delight ourselves also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. The Bible teaches us that we are to delight in him. The word delight there is an interesting Hebrew word. It means to be soft or delicate. It's the idea to be teachable. Let me ask you this question. Are you teachable this morning? God wants us to be teachable. God wants us to be pliable. And in order to do that, we delight ourselves in the Lord. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to trust him. He's going to lead us. And we're going to be pliable, knowing God knows best in our life. "Well, Lord, that's not the way I would have went." I think of the children of Israel when God told Moses, "You're going to lead probably about 1 million Jews to the promised land. And you're going to stand before Pharaoh, Moses, and you're going to tell him to let my people go." And Moses said, "Well, who in the world do I tell Pharaoh, the greatest power of that day? Who am I going to tell him who told me to let his people go?" And God says, "You tell him I am sent you, the great creator God, Jehovah God. You tell him God sent you." And so Moses stood before Pharaoh, and finally, after much tribulation, finally Pharaoh lets God have his people. And so Moses is leading them, and the Bible says in the book of Exodus, the very beginning of the chapter, that God led them the way of the wilderness. God led them not the way of the wilderness, excuse me, God led them the way of the Red Sea. Even though the way of the wilderness would have probably been the practical way, God had a better plan. And this is why we need to be pliable. because we need to say, yes, God, I'm trusting in you. I'm obeying you. You know best for my life. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 18. Jeremiah chapter 18. I tell my kids having a good attitude is responding right. Listen to this. We all could learn this lesson. I tell my kids that having a good attitude means responding right when you don't like the answer. You know, kids love to respond right when we are in agreement to what they want or it lines up with their desires. But what happens when you say no and they really want yes? This is where the problem comes. This is when we need to have a good attitude. This is when, don't miss this, this is when we need to delight in the Lord. This is when we need to be soft and pliable, knowing that God is in control. Jeremiah chapter 18, verse number 1. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. I'm going to show you, Jeremiah, an important truth. Verse 3, then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good. Look, notice that expression. I underlined it in my Bible. It's important. As seemed good to the potter to make it, because that's what it's all about. God knows best for your life, and you need to trust and obey him. And what God sees good, what God looks at in your life being the right way and the right path, the right direction, God leads us in the right way. His way is perfect, remember. This is when we need to delight in the Lord and delight in his work in our life. Just because, you know, we pray, and if God doesn't give us the answer that we want, we often have a bad attitude toward him, and this ought never to be the case. You know, we need to make sure we are pliable. And so the Bible says, it seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. God wants to mold your life, but you need to trust him and obey him. And you need to delight in his work in your life. C.H. Spurgeon said these words, make Jehovah the joy and the rejoicing of thy spirit. Many times when we trust the Lord, we obey the Lord, he brings us to uncomfortable places. He brings us to places to stretch us so that we can, as he is the potter and we are the clay, he can mold us to what he seems good for our life. And we must be soft and pliable to God. You see, friend, listen, God's work is our life. You are a garden to God. You are a building to God. God's work is your life. And we must delight in his work. Even when we come to difficult times, we must delight in his work. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. I'm looking at the clock and I'm noticing it's only 10:30. We were just supposed to start right now, so I have lots of time this morning. Philippians chapter 1. And notice what the Bible says in verse number 12. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Philippi, and he says in these words, but I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the places, in the palace and all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely, immediately, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, and the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, look at this, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice. Yea, I will rejoice. Why? Why is Paul saying this? He says in verse 21, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. He's sitting in a Roman prison waiting to die. But here's a man that's pliable and delighting in the Lord. God brought me here for a reason. It's a tough circumstance. I understand it. My prayer is that God would deliver me from this place. But hey, listen, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. And God brought me here because there's some soldiers that need to hear the gospel. Here was a man who delighted in God's work in his life. The cup was always half full for the Apostle Paul. God was doing the work. And therefore, he rejoiced in what God was doing in his life. Think about this. God's will is our life. God's will is our life. The Bible says in our text here, it teaches us, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Let's think about our will becoming God's will. As we delight in what God is doing, God places those desires in our life. And there is a morphing together of God's will and my will. My will becomes God's will. I want to do what God wants for my life. And therefore, I delight in what God would have me to do. This is a spiritual Christian. This is a spiritual Christian. Trust and obey. Delight in God. And then thirdly, would you write it down? I think this is important. Again, this is not point three. This is point one. It's all together. Commit thy way to him. Commit thy way to him. The Bible says in verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. An interesting expression here, to commit thy way. It means to roll thy way unto the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 22, verse 8, he trusteth on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him. The idea is to roll your way unto the Lord. The word way there means the act of trending or treading or going. It's the pathway or the course of life. It's the manner in which one lives. The reference here is the whole course of life. It's all that affects life. Every detail of your life. I'm talking about your children. I'm talking about your marriage. I'm talking about your employment. I'm talking about your Christian life. I'm talking about your social life. I'm talking about everything that is in your life. The Bible says, trust in the Lord, obey the Lord, delight in God's work in your life, and then roll your life on top of God. Let God be your burden bearer. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, make note of this verse, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. I mentioned that the devil wants you to fail. And I'll tell you what the devil's going to do when trials come in your life. He's going to be whispering in your ear, if God really cared about you, then why would God allow this to happen in your life? If you're a Christian, God allowed it to happen in your life so that you would be brought to spiritual maturity, so that you would learn to trust in him, so you would taste and see that God is always good, so that you would roll your life and your burden upon the Lord, so you would call upon him for help. You would learn that God is always there. Listen, friend, the devil, he is a liar, and he is the father of lies. He lied from the very beginning. And friend, listen, he is very good at it. He wants you to fail. He wants you to give up on God. He wants you to turn away. And yet the Bible says, trust and obey. Delight in the work of God. And roll your life upon him. And let God carry your burdens. Reality is that we in this society, we are going through life overload. I mean, we have activity overload, change overload, choice overload, commitment overload, debt overload, decision overload, expectation overload, fatigue overload, hurry overload, information overload, media overload, noise overload, people overload, possession overload, technology overload, traffic overload, work overload. And the only way that we're going to overcome all of the stress of life and to take steps to spiritual maturity is to just roll it all on the Lord and to trust in Him and to obey Him, to let God have His way in our life every day. Moses, I want you to lead my people to the promised land. Lord, I cannot do it. Sure you can. Trust me. Obey me. Delight in my work. And just let me do it. Let me be your lips. Let me give you the words. This is found time and time and time in the Bible. Name any Christian character and you'll find the same pattern. Trust in me, obey me, delight in me, and let me be your strength. It is the only way to find and to get to this place of Christian maturity. And so truth brings us to a place of decision. Are we going to be like that Senegalese man in the tire wheel compartment of that Boeing, trying to get to the destination, holding on for dear life, just barely surviving? Or are we going to get in the cabin and let God be our pilot? Not our co-pilot. That's silly. Why would you want God to be your co-pilot? Why would you want to fly the plane? Good night. I want God to be the pilot in my life. I want to trust in Him. I want to obey Him. I want to delight in Him. I want to roll my life on Him. And friend, this is how we can thrive and not just survive. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity. And Lord, we are thankful. We are thankful for the direction you've given to us. You've given us, Lord, everything we need. You've filled our cup this morning. You've given us a full course meal. Lord, we have everything we need to be successful, but Lord, we must choose. You don't violate anyone's free will. You don't barge open the door, you knock. And so, Lord, I pray that today we'd open that door. I pray, Lord, that we would today take those first steps to trust you, to obey you, to delight in you, and to let you be our pilot. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help each of us as Christians this morning to make good decisions that would honor you. And if there is a person here this morning that is not a Christian, they're having some doubts about it, they don't know for sure that heaven is their home, then Lord, I pray they would talk to me, that they would settle this matter of eternal life before it is too late. Lord, help us to do what we're glad.
We're glad that you joined us for this week's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that stands on the preaching and power of the Word of God. We would love for you to worship the Lord with us. We meet on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m., and on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for our midweek Bible study. If you would like to send your prayer request to Timeless Truths, we would love to pray for you and with you. You can email your request to prayer@kitchenerbaptist.org, or you can reach us by mail at Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Once again, that is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. If you have been helped by this ministry, we would love to hear your story. Call us at 519-579-2236 or connect with us through our website at timelesstruths.ca. There you will find beneficial resources and hear more helpful messages from Pastor Jerry Burns. We hope that today's program has encouraged you. Pastor Burns has served at Kitchener Baptist Church for almost 10 years. If he can be of any spiritual help to you or your family, please let him know. Thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time when we open the Bible and discover God in His timeless truths.
Week ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. And whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith, anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your first weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets Friday nights at 7 p.m. at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. For more information, call Michael at 226-336-7680.